You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Good morning, whether it's 7 a.m., whether it's 11:45 a.m. on WWBC, or 8:45 in the evening, I thank you for taking the time to tune in today to where God is speaking, and He's speaking through His Word. We're looking at a sermon, listening to a sermon I just preached last weekend, and it's called The Darkness Is Here. You know, sometimes we think that all this end of the age and the falling away and the times of the end are just so far into the future. And Jesus warned us and said that as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when He returns. And that is that people would be oblivious to what was going on around them. And they'd be busy marrying and giving in marriage. Nothing against marriage, but just oblivious to what's going on around them. Oblivious to what's happened in the spirit. And that's what I'm doing here in this sermon. It's a look at how the falling away has already happened. And the darkness is not something coming in the future. It's here right now. We're looking at some of the signs. And we're going to look here coming up today and I think tomorrow on the future of the nation of Israel. What's God's plan with Israel? That fits in directly with God's plan for you. So that's where we're at. I invite you out to church tonight, Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive. We're in a great chapter. We're in Romans chapter 8 tonight. Why don't you come on by at 6 o'clock? I promise to have you out by 7:15. I roll out the blackboard, and it's going to be a great study here. There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. But there's a comma there, and it says, for those who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That's where we're at. That's tonight, 6 o'clock. Love to see you. Here's the next part of this message now. The darkness is here.
So perhaps we shouldn't assume that this hasn't happened yet either. That is, the man of sin is to be revealed. Time will tell. If it's someone you recognize, then the man of sin has already been revealed, and you just don't know it yet. Verse 4 tells us more about this man. It says, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Maybe you say, well, what fool would believe that? Unfortunately, everyone on this planet who's refused Jesus Christ. Where's that in the Bible? I'm glad you asked. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. It says, God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but delighted in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, God is going to send a delusion, not Satan. God is going to send a delusion to everyone out here who refuses the love of the truth. Who is who? Jesus. What a thing to die for. Refusing love. So he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That means everyone out here who has refused Jesus Christ is going to think that he's God and call him God. Because God has sent them a delusion. Imagine this happening in your lifetime. What would you do different if this did happen in your lifetime? How would you change your life today? I would hope you wouldn't change at all. I would hope you, I expect this to happen in my lifetime. I've told my friends, people know, I fully expect Jesus Christ to come back on my shift. Fully expect it. Therefore, I won't be surprised if he does. And if he doesn't, I can stand before him with that hanging over my head. Pastor Paul, you're hereby charged with preparing people for my return. How do you plead? Guilty. Guilty. This is what the Apostle Paul did. This is what I do. I present every man and woman blameless before him and ready for his return. I'm not going to give you a 58-week series on tithing. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming back soon. And all the signs, everything's already been fulfilled. If you find out on the 6 o'clock news tomorrow who he is, there's nothing left except for number 3 on my list. A new temple is coming in Jerusalem. He sits as God in the temple of God. It's got to be a new temple built. That's next on my list. What's got to happen? The falling away has got to happen first. Check. The man of sin's got to be unveiled. I don't know. Number 3, a new temple's coming in Jerusalem. That won't take long. Now, do you still mind that I'm preaching this sermon today? This is like a train running down the track with all green lights. You know what green lights are with a train on a track? Red lights are like a subway in New York. You ever seen The Taking of Pelham 123, where the guy rigged it and everything was green? Subways don't stop and all the lights are green. You put it on automatic and it just cruises. But a red one trips it and makes it stop. All of the lights on this track are green. Green pointing to Jesus' return in your lifetime. Are you ready for that? Are your children ready? Are your children saved? Is your family saved? Let me show you what God's plan is for the nation of Israel. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Darren, you think I preach a sermon without going to Romans? Ain't gonna happen. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Paul says, I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. A lot there already. Don't be ignorant. Don't be stupid. Don't think you're smart. And this is a mystery. No one's ever heard this. No one's ever known this. Peter didn't know it. Isaiah didn't know it. Jeremiah doesn't know it. No one knows this except you now and him. From the Holy Spirit to Paul to you. Don't be ignorant of what I'm going to tell you. Lest you be wise in your own, King James says, conceits. Unless you be conceited, that is thinking you're better than the poor Jew that doesn't believe, don't think you're any better. Don't be ignorant, he says, of this mystery. That is why God seems to have abandoned the nation of Israel. Don't be ignorant. There's a reason for it. Lest you be wise in your own conceits. That's the result of being ignorant. You elevating yourself to a place that you shouldn't be at. That blindness, in part, has happened to Israel. Look at the next word. Lay it on me. Until. It's only temporary. God loves Israel. He's not done with them. His plan is never altered. It's never altered. God acts. He doesn't react. This is his plan all along. Blindness, perosis is the word, in part, that is not every Jew. A lot of Jews believe. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And this is where we're at today. Full and fullness, Greek word pleroma, is a number. It's an adjective. It's a number known only to God. Full. Guess what full means? Full. Like, I'll read you the thing. You tell me if you can add to it. And don't be snide. A full tank of gas. Can you add to it without ruining your shoes? 60 seconds. 60 minutes. 12 inches to a ruler. 128 hours to a week. How about the fullness of time? How about Galatians 4:4? It says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Can you add anything to full? No, you can't. That exact second Jesus was coming into this world. And that second was at the fullness of time. Not a minute before and not a minute after. Same way he's going to answer your prayers too. In the fullness of time. Are you waiting on God for something? He doesn't operate on your clock. Like that old saying, you know, God is seldom early, but he's never late. At the fullness of time. That's when he sent his son. Again, that's Galatians 4:4. At the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. Fullness and full is a number. Like all the other examples. Even time. Church, the fullness of the Gentiles is a number too. And it's a number, I fear, from looking at the signs, is very near. And it's a number.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, a Cocoa, Merritt Island,
Melbourne, Titusville and the beaches, 91.8.